Right. I wondered if you could, first of all, recount your travels across America in the 30s when you travelled with your husband, Ben Sean, and recount your impressions of America outside New York, because, of course, we all know pretty much New York, that's well documented, but less so, life outside.
The reason why I travelled with Ben was that he could not drive. And he asked me whether I would drive for him. And of course I said that I would. I think I'll start a little earlier. I had left the Artists Union and in a degree of indignation and despair, gone to Woodstock, where I was working with Bolton Brown, who was at those days the leading photographer in this country. And I've been watching him and working with him. And I got a call from Washington. It was Ben, who said that he asked me whether I would like to set up a lithographic shop in the special skills section of the agriculture department and the resettlement administration. And of course, I did want to. I went down. And I'll start it this way. Ben had gotten a call from Dr. Strather, who was the head of the historical section of the resettlement administration. Dr. Strather had been given the obligation, I guess you'd call it, the job of doing a contemporary history of America by the administration, who felt that the circumstances were so grim and what they were trying to do to remedy the situation was important. So that Stryker was given simply the overall job with no description of how to, of giving a contemporary history of the United States. So he had gotten together about 10 or 11 eminent photographers, all of them very well experienced, including Walker Evans, and had given them carte blanche. Whatever your interest is, however you feel, go out and look at the country and see what's going on and do it photographically. It was Stryker's idea. Actually, his two first photographers were Carl Maidens and Arthur Rothstein, who were less eminent as photographers but much more experienced in the business of photographic journalism. And so Roy had learned from them more about what photography can do, and so he invited Walker to be part of it, and a number of other wonderful photographers, all of them well known, and they had started working. And Walker, I think, now I don't know that this was Walker's idea, I don't know how else Roy would have known, Stryker would have known about Ben, but I think that Walker suggested that Ben Sean would be on that group of people, and so Ben and I went over to see Dr. Stryker, who had asked him to come, and Dr. Stryker had a guest in his office when we arrived, so we had to wait in his office. On a table in the office were two black ring-bound notebooks. They had Dorothea Lange's first photographs that had come in from the Dust Bowl. And Ben looked at these photographs and he was so excited about them. And he said, if I could get into a program like this, I would drop everything. That's just what I would like to do. And of course, that's why Stryker had called him. So he immediately accepted this assignment. And Stryker said, now, I'm not going to tell you where to go. You decide what part of the country interests you most. And Ben said, well, I'm interested in the mining areas. I'm interested in the sharecropping areas, and so on. And so the people who formed itineraries for the various artists set up Ben an itinerary. I started in Pennsylvania, went south all the way to New Orleans. And but it was still optional. Ben could make any changes he wanted to. And then went west